Chapter 10. A right whale on board. One day we spotted a group of right whales. The oil of these whales was not as high quality as that of the sperm whales, so I thought we would not hunt them. But the cry came to lower the boats into the sea. Stub and Flask climbed into the boats to chase after the group of tall spouts. They managed to harpoon one whale, and the two boats pulled up close to the body. Then they each took turns cutting the whale with their lances. Finally, the whale was dead and ready to be brought back to the boat.
"What do you think the captain wants with this?"
asked Stubb as they rowed back to the ship.
"Didn't you ever hear about the old whaling belief?" asked Flask. "If a ship has a sperm whale's head above her starboard or right side, then she needs a right whale on her larboard or left side. After this, she can never afterwards be overturned in the ocean."
"I've never heard anything like that."
"Where did you hear it?" asked Stubb.
"From Fedallah," replied Flask.
"I think Fedallah will make this ship meet a bad end. What do you think, Stubb?"
"Well, I think he might be the devil in disguise. We don't see his devil tail because he keeps it hidden in his pocket."
"Yes, I heard he sleeps in his boots," added Stubb. "That way no one can see his goat-like feet. That'll show he's the devil. I even bet he's made a deal with Ahab. Probably Ahab got him to trade away his soul in exchange for Moby Dick."
"You're joking, Stubb. How's that possible?"
"I don't know, Flask, but look ahead. We're here. Keep rowing ahead, and let's get this whale beside the ship."
The two boats, pulling the whale very slowly, arrived back at the Pequod.
"Do you really mean what you've been saying all along?" Flask asked.
"Mean or not mean, we're here at the ship," replied Stubb. On the side of the ship, away from the sperm whale, were chains. They were getting ready to bring up the right whale.
"Didn't I say so?" said Flask, pointing up at the sperm whale's head raised above the Pequod's starboard side. "I knew that Fedallah would do this. Soon you'll see this head hung up across from the other ones."
Later, what Flask said became true. One day, I saw Fedallah studying the head of the right whale. He was comparing the lines on the whale's forehead with the lines on the palm of his own hand. It looked like he was reading a secret message about the future.